This is Akashwani, Itanagar. The news read by Hage Ani. Paying his maiden visit to Tomoriba Institute of Health and Medical Sciences, Nahalagan, on Wednesday, Governor Lieutenant General retired K.T. Parnaik advised the TRIMS director to provide him the periodic reports of the ailments and lifestyle causes so that causes can be addressed to improve the health index of the state. Calling for automation of health data, he said it will assist the state government to effectively frame policies and programs and focus on key areas. The governor, while expressing his happiness at the large number of local doctors in TRIMS in various posts, emphasized that TRIMS must endeavor to train more nursing officers and increasing the quota for doctors. During his visit, the governor interacted with doctors and nursing officers. He also interacted with patients and their guardians to get first-hand knowledge about the effectiveness of the facilities provided to the patients. The Indian Council of Medical Research has released an upgraded dietary guideline for Indians to suit the modern eating habits of 2024. Framed by researchers from the Hyderabad-based National Institute of Nutrition, the modern dietary guidelines specifically advise people to be physically active, exercise regularly, restrict intake of salt, minimize high fat, sugar, and ultra-processed foods, and take steps to prevent abdominal obesity, overweight, and overall obesity. Arunachal Pradesh Chief Minister Pema Khandu on Thursday extended his congratulations to Tibetan spiritual leader His Holiness the Dalai Lama on being awarded the P.V. Narasimha Rao Memorial Award. In a social media post, Khandu said Dalai Lama's tireless efforts towards promoting peace, compassion and understanding inspire us all. His wisdom continues to light the path for humanity. The award was conferred on Dalai Lama at his Dharamshala residence on Wednesday. A one-day workshop on Nadi Vigyan, a complete healing technique, was organized by Rajiv Gandhi University's Physical Education and Sports Sciences Department on Wednesday. The workshop was conducted with an objective to understand the techniques of Nadi Vigyan, river science and its physiology, to attain holistic health and to educate participants about Prakriti, nature of the body, the Vata, air, pitta, fire and kapha, water. Speaking on the occasion, the resource person Dr. Lakshmi Narayan Joshi, HOD, Yogic Science, Sanskrit University, Haridwar, Uttarakhand, illustrated the science and physiology of Nadi Vigyan and explained the correlation of mind with disease and well-being of human body. Dr. Joshi demonstrated the process of identifying right body alignment and applied marma therapy for improvement in body pain. Itanagar Capital DC Shweta Nagarkoti Mehta on Wednesday held a meeting with all the stakeholders to check illegal mining activities and reduce risks in mining affected areas within the capital region. The DC lamented that despite several orders, illegal mining activities have been found to be rampant in the city. In view of the monsoon season, it is even more important to take precautionary measures to reduce the risks of mining affected areas, she said. The DC sought technical expertise of all concerned on how to check the issue and also to streamline the permission process for the notified quarries. The DC urged all concerned to make a collaborative effort to put a stop to such illegal activities. Namsai DC C.R. Khampa has advised the secretary of the SMILE project implementing agency to prepare a roadmap for rehabilitation of persons engaged in the act of begging and help them live a dignified life ahead. Presiding over a coordination meeting of Project SMILE, Support for Marginalized Individuals for Livelihood and Enterprises on Tuesday, the DC suggested the secretary of Dhamma Project Foundation, NGO, to coordinate with other appropriate rehabilitation centers and provide skill training to persons engaged in begging as per their age, capability and eligibility. He also requested all concerned to ensure that no individual engaged in begging in the district is left without being benefited under the scheme. The flying squad of District Tobacco Control Cell, Itanagar Capital Region, on Wednesday seized a huge quantity of cigarettes and other tobacco products and illegally stored alcohol from various shops situated within 100 meters radius of NERIST and other educational institutions in Nirjuli. All the shop owners found violating the Cigarettes and Other Tobacco Products Act, Section 6, A and B were challanged amounting to ₹200 each. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.